Sheila Dollar says the best way to see downtown Nashville, Indiana, is to hop on board her Nashville Express train tour.
Yeah, we should point a lot of things out in cubby holes that people didn't know that it even existed. They've been coming for years, and I'll hear a lot of, oh, we never knew that was there.
She drives past the Main and Van Buren intersection at least 10 times a day. That's where the Brown County Visitors Bureau is located. On a July evening, that part of the street was blocked off as hundreds of people watched the dedication of the new sculpture soaring. Bob Curlin is the president of the town council in Nashville.
Oh, golly, it's an exciting day here.
Soaring is an 18-foot-tall steel structure comprised of 22 maple leaves. The leaves are painted red, orange, yellow, and brown to represent Brown County in the fall.
And we're kind of proud to have it down on our main street right now. Sort of a signature for our arts and entertainment district.
But this sculpture is more than just a celebration of the beauty of Brown County. The group behind Soaring is the Nashville-based Elder Heart. Over the past year, they organized 20 veterans and other volunteers to work with artist James Connor on the construction of the piece. Magnus Johnson is the founder and president of Elder Heart.
I'm very humbled to be here, and I have a deep sense of gratitude for everyone in this crowd.
He points to the plaque at the base. It explains why the sculpture includes 22 leaves. That's how many veterans committed suicide each day in 2010.
And, today it is fitting of the name Soaring.
Johnson's interest in public art developed after his military service ended. He did a tour in Iraq and two in Afghanistan between 2005 and 2011. When he returned, he felt isolated and disconnected from his community.
I was the one that wasn't engaged. I was the one that wasn't involved. I was the one expecting people to understand. Then I discovered how much of an impact art could have if harnessed.
Specifically in bridging the gap between vets and their communities.
We had artists, civilians, veterans, had people from all different walks of life in the community come and make this thing happen.
Johnson still feels the effects of anxiety and irritability, but he's not diagnosed with PTSD. He says he doesn't need a doctor to help him cope. In fact, he finds that word cope problematic. He puts it in the same category as broken and even disabled. Words like those make him feel boxed in. He also pushes against the assumption that making art can be therapeutic.
Well, that's what a lot of people who tend to think is like, oh, the art healed you. Like, that's kind of arrogant to think that.
Elder Heart does not make assumptions about the role art plays in vets' inner lives. Instead, the group sees public art as a way for vets to get connected with their communities. Back on the Nashville Express, Sheila Dollar has added a new line to her script to bring visitors' attention to the new sculpture.
Notice our new addition to the town, the beautiful Soaring sculpture there, made by local veterans and local artists. I hear a lot of oohs and ahs as we go past it.
But those visitors will have to hop off the train and read the plaque to get the full story behind Soaring. For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.